Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Global Village Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Tonight, two very special guests, Jessica Cottrell and Paula Rowe, co-creators of the Sacred Water Breathwork Retreat, helping us to uncover the secrets of the breath and teaching us how to harness its power to heal, grow, and connect with your true self. Jessica and Paula will discuss a transformative journey and show us how to achieve a life full of possibilities, passion, and purpose. We'll be taking your phone calls at area code 718-766-4421. Now, here's your Global Village radio host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. Well, Douglas is not with us right at the moment, but looks like he's jumping on, and we do have Doug Bentley with us. So, Doug, you want to kick it off?
I'm right here now, Doug.
Well, there we go. So we're live.
I gave Douglas a kick.
That's good.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
I'm having issues with the buttons here.
Yep.
Can you call our guest tonight? Can you manage to pull down the direct invite the guest as well?
Sure, you bet. I will jump off here.
Well, you have to go up and hit the little button there with the telephone. And we have some people calling in already, so there we go. So I'm terribly sorry, everybody, but this is just crazy.
So, and Douglas, I don't have Jessica's phone number.
Yeah, I'll text it to you. At least I think I will. this is something that says Mercury going retrograde.
Well, I thought you were going to say this is the way we used to do it in New York.
So anyway, instead of going to commercials here, we're going to just keep on keeping on here, and we're going to try to get this resolved real fast. And Jessica, I know you're sitting on the line there. We're going to try to get this to you, get you on the air here. This is just absolutely terrible. We have complained to our platform some time ago, and they assured us everything was going to be okay. Okay, so I'm
several times
I'm
they
about
have.
To give. Okay, I'm about to send you by text Jessica's number, and you should be able to get her onto the show, I guess. Everyone, this is you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show, the Global Village Radio Show International. I'm your host, Douglas James Cottrell. The producer is Paul Hughes. And my co-host is Doug Bentley tonight. We are obviously having some trouble off the start of the show here, and so we're going to have to rely very heavily upon Paul's expert skill at pushing the buttons, apparently.
So in keeping with today's topic and guest, let's everyone just take a deep breath and relax.
Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Yeah, well, before we get there, it looks like something's happened here. Oh, no. Okay, so Jessica, are you there yet? If you're not, you could call into the show, and we can do the show is the 718-766-4421. Please call in on the guest line, 718-766-4421, if Paul's having difficulty getting you on the show. We're terribly sorry about this, but we can do the show in the way we just have now. We're outsmarting the Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to edit all this out later on. So, Jessica, if you can please do that, that would be great. Okay, Paul, did you try to have our guest log in.
Yes, Douglas, and we're in the process of doing that now.
Okay. This is the sign of the times. This is patience and how we're going to do things. Here we are. Okay. I've done this before. Jessica, if you can hear us, please call into the show. And okay, let's see. We are still having trouble with the platform, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, let me see if I can. We'll see what we can do. Bear with us, everybody. This is a test of patience. I think we might have...
Hello, Jessica, is that you?
It is me.
Yes. Well, welcome. We're sorry we're having some problems, but we are on the air, and we apologize. So here we go.
Here we go.
Let's start the show. Here we go. The earlier part will all be edited out. Okay, Paul, take it off. Take it from the top. We're all smiling here. Go ahead. Thanks, Jessica, for calling in. Go ahead.
Welcome to the Global Village Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Tonight, two very special guests, Jessica Cottrell and Paula Rowe, co-creators of the Sacred Water Breathwork Retreat, helping us to uncover the secrets of the breath and teaching us how to harness its power to heal, grow, and connect with your true self. Jessica and Paula will discuss a transformative journey and show us how to achieve a life full of possibilities, passion, and purpose. We'll be taking your phone calls at area code 718-766-4421. Now, here's your Global Village radio host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell.
Welcome to the show, everyone. This is one of those evenings where we're having difficulties, but we are persevering and we are overcoming. So I trust everyone is being able to log into the show, and we have several people ready to ask questions. We are doing the show. And we are doing the show in a way or a manner we've done before, and that is a little bit of going past the buttons. So the bottom line here is my good friend and co-host Doug Bentley is here, and Paul is producing a show, and our good friend and special guest tonight is my cousin, Jessica Cottrell, and her special friend, Paula Rowe. And tonight we're going to talk about their special retreat. They're going to have going to talk a lot more about that, and we invite you to call in on your questions in the call-in line 718-766-4421. So, welcome to the show, cousin. How are you tonight, and how's Paula? I'm sorry about the inconveniences, but we shall overcome. How are you tonight?
Oh, bless, Douglas. So glad to be with you again. Good to meet Paula.
Yes.
Hi, Douglas. Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for asking us to be on your show.
Well, we greatly appreciate you coming on. And, of course, everybody, with the title of the show is Sacred Breath, A Journey Within.
Can you tell me where you came up with that the therapy that is leading you to put together this amazing? I guess you're having a retreat coming up here about breath work. I think you're calling it Secret. What's the name of it again? Because I don't have my notes here in front of me. What is your upcoming event called?
It's called the Sacred Water Breathwork Retreat, a rebirth as a sacred ceremony.
Tell me more about that. What is that exactly?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about what we're doing here at the Violet Flame in St. Clair Shores, Michigan. As you know, I'm a trauma therapist. We've been in business here for about 6 years now, and Paula found us about 5 years ago, almost to the day of opening. I'll let her tell you her story about being a rebirther. She's been a rebirther for over 30 years, and she contacted us to offer a way to heal, help people heal from trauma and move forward in consciousness, and it was through a process called rebirthing. And so we have been hosting events for Paula as a special guest at our center for almost 6 years now. People have been being transformed in many different ways, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Lives are being changed, and we decided that we needed to take this to another level because we have many people now with experience rebirthing, and we wanted to take them to a place that was sacred where they could come and put their worries to the side for a whole weekend and relax, and we would create ceremony with meditation and mantra and using an indoor pool for water breath work, which is a higher advanced version of rebirthing breath work to heal trauma. And we're doing that October 27th through the 29th. And let me have Paula tell you a little bit about what rebirth breathwork is and what we're doing at the retreat.
Okay.
Well, we'd certainly like to know more about that, Paula. I mean, people, when they hear these terms about sacred breath and rebirthing and things, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, right from the beginning. I know you've been certified for many years, and so. What exactly is it? What is sacred water breathwork? What is that?
Well, just to give you a little bit of the background, over 30 years ago, I was fortunate enough, I'll say now, is I was in a car accident. And as a result of that car accident, part of my life, and what they tell you at that point is that 3 years after cognitive treatment and different types of therapy, that where you're going to be is where you'll probably end up for the rest of your life. And I was already a meditator at that time. And for some reason, I thought to myself, I sure hope that wasn't, because I was having a real hard time remembering where I lived, how to drive a car. If I sat down to eat, did I eat with a fork, knife, or spoon? Things were really scrambled in my brain. I had closed head injury, fourth degree. But I went through everything that they told me to do. And one day, a friend of mine took me to Miami, Florida. And when I got down there, someone put a book in my lap and said to me, you might be interested in reading this. And it was one of the very first books ever written on what we call breath work. It was called Rebirthing in the New Age. And that book was written by Leonard Orr and Sandra Ray. And for some reason, I was able to read that entire book that afternoon. And a knowing inside me, I got up and went to the phone on the wall and made a call to the number in the back of the book. And I said, I think this is my next step in my life. What can I do about this? And they told me, you can get to Chicago this weekend and participate in a intensive weekend with rebirthing with 200 other people from all over the world. And I did do that. that particular experience was so profound and such a spiritual awakening, it also made me realize that I knew nothing about anything at all, because for me, it changed everything, but it also helped me, set me on a path that I then came back to where I lived, and I started investigating how I could then take this type of therapy, which is using the breath to, in a conscious, connected breathing rhythm. And what I was taught was this particular rhythm of breathing would then activate all the cells in my body and start the velocity of the cells will start to move at such a rate that the denser energies that were locked in the cells would start to shake loose. And some of these denser energies were thoughts, feelings, and memories that were some discordant energies that I had been holding in my body for a long time. And it would free up a lot of energy. And I was convinced of that because of what happened in my very first time of doing breath work in a room with 200 other people. And wow. When I got back home, I traveled for 2 hours in a car with a mask next to me to go once a week to experience this, and I regained my memory, and I never wanted to become a breath work, but what I started to find out was that all this energy being freed up and creative energy and a life force within me was freeing up myself from, it felt like I was being freed from programs that were running in me that would make me say, no, you can't do this because you've never been able to do that, or you didn't believe that you were capable of doing something. It was like I was able to try things that I never considered ever before. And in my first year of breathing for my own benefit, I started a business, and I ended up traveling the entire country with that business. It was something I never even know how I even came up with the idea. It was really incredible, and it just was like a whirlwind of creative energy that was coming out of me. And my life started to change. And then the teachers that had taught me told me, how about, and I thought, you know, if this could do this for me, I should start seeing about sharing this with other people. And that began me on another journey. And all I wanted to do was put together seminars. I didn't want to become a breath worker. I wanted to bring people into where I was living at the time and share the information with them. But all of a sudden, I found myself traveling with Leonard Orr to another part of the world and studying under him. And the next thing I know, I was going for certification, which took me 2.5 years. And then I moved to South Florida and put my shingle out. And the rest is history. And I have had quite a profound journey with breath work. So that's just the beginning.
Well, that's quite a beginning. I mean, everybody knows how to breathe, you know, from that first time when you get that whack on the butt when you're a little baby. I understand now, maybe you can, if you're up on this as well, that there is a famous Swiss doctor who is attempting to get physicians that when children are premature, this is just random information, that these children are fed not pure oxygen, but they're given just ordinary air. And his opinion is, you know, pure oxygen is detrimental to them, especially if they're preemies. And so he's been for a long time now working on getting babies to doctors to give babies just regular air. So from that moment, I was kidding about first getting the little whack on the butt and we start breathing. This was just came to me recently. This is a pretty astounding advancement in just giving newborn babies or premature babies air to breathe rather than harsh oxygen. Now, going the other way, we all know how to breathe, or so we think, but there are many people out there teaching breath classes. There are many spiritual gurus out there, if I can call them that, who are talking about sacred breaths, spiritual breaths, breath for enlightenment, breath for the lose weight even. I think it was a lady I met who once had a book on how to breathe and lose weight. Mm-hmm. So what I want you to do is to, you sound to me like you had one of those amazing moments where you were going through a horrific event in your life. Obviously, if you had not have found this, you would have been your life would have been much more difficult and challenged, I'm sure. And you were enlightened, you were inspired, but you were healed. So when it goes back to this breath, can you, you know, sort of, for those people out there questioning, you know, yes, we know how to breathe, but what is this all about? Because you've had great success with this. How can they come to understand what it feels like? I know they're going to come to this wonderful retreat that you have, and that's probably going to be where they're going to feel this energy, this pinnacle of breathing, as you put it. But can you describe it a little bit so that people who may not quite understand what it is that specialize, what your special breathing technique is? Can you give us an example?
Yeah, so what we try to teach people is that, and what Jessica always puts in her, when we announce that I'm coming to the center, is I'm trying to get people to understand the power of your own breath, that you have mm-hmm. a tool that was given to you by the Creator, that you have always had this and you always will. And it is your direct connection to Source, and that we have always, especially if we were born in a hospital and that cord was abruptly cut instead of it being, you were not born into a natural childbirth where the cord dies on its own, that abruptness when the cord is cut, also with that goes an unconscious feeling, emotion, and process that goes and suppresses itself deep within the cellular structure of the body. Because here we are being born, taking our life, and we're coming into, here I am, welcome me into the world, and all of a sudden you're gasping because the baby does not know that its first breath is coming from its nose or its mouth. And in our part of the world, we turn them upside down. I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. LaBoye, Birth Without Violence, the book that he wrote that changed how we brought babies into the world. That changed everything. And Sandra Ray, who was Leonard Orr's partner, who brought rebirthing into our part of the world, was a co-creator in the rebirthing movement in the early 70s that introduced us to tell us that that type of violence is so deeply embedded in us that at the moment of birth, we're also right next to it is the unconscious death, because we don't know that that we can breathe through our nose or our mouth. And then all these other things, we're turned upside down, we're smacked on the butt, we put chemicals in their eyes and we put them on a cold scale and we whisk them away and wrap them in a blanket. In a natural childbirth, the was taken and laid on the mother's stomach and the cord is allowed to pulsate until the baby will on its own eventually start breathing in a conscious, connected breath on its own. And there will be no no trauma. There will be no crying going on, no screaming. The baby will just automatically, very peacefully, open its eyes and go into this conscious breath. And Dr. LaBoye, when that book was written, he had brought thousands and thousands of babies into the world. And he tells the story about how that one baby intuitively spoke directly to him one day and said to him, and it's a beautiful book, but it's really hard to look at the pictures in that book because the baby telepathically communicated with LaBoye and asked him, please don't cut the cord. And LaBoye thought he was hearing things and really was second-guessing himself. And he was even saying to the team that was in the room, did anybody else hear that? And eventually he laid the baby and let the cord. And that was a moment in history where he realized he did not need in there and take away from the baby. The baby had the intelligence to say, you don't need to do that. I can learn on my own without any violence being involved in any of that. LaBoye's method of natural childbirth. And now in our part of the world, you know, we still, you know, I have a client that's pregnant right now, and she was telling me how difficult it is for her to find somebody that will actually do this service for her. You know, she's trying to find a midwife and at a hospital that will participate in having where she's saying that she doesn't want her baby traumatized. She just wants the baby to be able to just breathe on its own before the cord's cut, you know, to not have that trauma, because these are unconscious things that, you know, I mean, I think if you know, there was a time when we were told that babies were not conscious beings, that they won't remember anything. You know, and now we know that this is definitely not true. They have full memory of everything. And so, you know, for me, you know, the breath is very powerful. And so when we have a group of people that come, what we want them to know is that their breath, when they're consciously choosing to breathe and relaxing the body and allowing that rhythm, there is a rhythm. Just like a fingerprint, no one has your fingerprint. No one has your breath print. It was given directly to you from source. Once you find your own universal rhythm, your breath, it can heal you. It can heal things at a cellular level that would shock you. I'm aware that, you know, if you have not experienced breath work, that might be hard to realize, but some people have immediate reactions to breath work and have freedom just by freeing up all that energy that's densely stuck around their cells. Because, you know, when the breath is shut down from birth, it also dictates for the rest of their life how they breathe. And most people walk around their entire life not breathing. They're little breaths, little tiny shallow breaths. And they say, but I am breathing. And I say, until you breathe, until you really breathe, you're only living half life. When you really breathe, when you feel your breath from your crown into your feet, then you feel prana, then you feel life force. And so, you know, it's such a vast amount of energy that has been shut down. So for some people, it can be a lot. It can be really overwhelming. But we take it little by little. Everybody does it at their own pace. And energetically, it builds on itself with the session when we try to teach people in a group. The energy will build, and then you will have a release. And once you have a release, there's so much energy that's been freed up from the body, and also you allow and surrender. Some people say, well, I came here to let go of this or that, but it is always directed by source, so it goes about miles deeper into what really was going on. You know, we're only looking at the surface. So the reality is that the breath takes us to multidimensional levels if we allow that to happen.
Well, you said a lot of things there about the signature of your breath. That was fascinating. And again, there was some, I just intuitively was talking about this bit of information that some physician has attempted to get doctors to give newborn babies air rather than oxygen. And as I listened to you, I could see these pictures of little babies, you know, kind of wondering what the heck was going on. And from my experience and talking to different people over years or times, occasionally people would say, I remember when I was born. I remember who was in the room. I can remember this. I can remember that. And I didn't like it. I couldn't move my arms and legs. I didn't have any control over my body, you know, things like that. So having somebody mention about the consciousness of a newborn and this, telepathic communication going on, I believe that, you know, we need to look at this birthing process as you have delineated here, more than just, you know, somebody's being born and that's it, moving on with all the things that are happening. As you mentioned, people are traumatized by this event. And again, when you go back and you're searching in the area of breath, you know, I'm intrigued by you saying everybody has a signature breath, like a fingerprint. Can you explain that or elaborate on that a little more? I find that fascinating.
Explain it. It was given to me.
Well, what you think it is?
Well, what I mean by that is that once you find your breath, and what that means is that once you have someone teach you about breath work, and you find your breath. Like, there's many different types of breath work, but there is a rhythm that only facilitates a type of consciousness where you feel that you are now being breathed by source.
Okay.
And when that happens...
That's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, yep. And it happens to quite a few of Jessica's and I participants in groups and a lot of my clients. And it happened early on for me. And I am very aware that it is not me breathing me. And that... To me is when I am in a flow and I am allowing that which created me to breathe me. I don't know if I can say any more. Do you have anything to say about that, Jessica?
Well, Douglas, have you ever done rebirthing breathwork before? I know this has been around for a long time. I'm just curious.
Well, you know, there are people who talk about higher consciousness by rapid breathing. The Inuit in the north, they have two ladies that sit mouth to mouth, you know, facing each other, and they breathe in each other's mouth, and they do it in rapid, ha, 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 back and forth kind of breathing. And, these are all credible, uplifting, spiritually moving breaths that I've come to investigate it, because I don't do it myself, so I can't say I know it. But it's been around for a long time. As you said, there are many different types. So
Okay. You're
on to something here. And of course, you've been doing this for a long time. Paul has been doing this for a long time. So when people come to your retreat, they're going to maybe have the same curiosity that you had, or maybe they're going to have the same situation or some trauma. And since, Jessica, you have at your sacred ceremonies, you have this ability, or as a counselor and professional counselor at your retreat, as well as your studio, that, you know, when people come there, I'm just trying to put it around and say, if I was there coming and I heard all these wonderful things that you said tonight, and I wanted to come there, what could I expect when I get there? I'll bet they're going to hear a lot of really good stuff, as you've been saying on the show here tonight. But, we can, you know, just to let people know what they can expect when they get there. What do you think?
So our goal is to let go of control for the weekend and to give people an experience to breathe, breathe themselves into a space of clarity and understanding of their own trauma, limitations, and fear-based emotions that are holding them back. They'll be guided with a birthing script and sacred shamanic clearing ceremonies to go back to the womb, to realize where they came from and how these energetic blocks are within them, and in whether they come from past lives or the birth trauma, or, you know, they'll be able to see these energetic blocks that are holding them back. And then through the breath, the power of dry breathing and water breathing, which will remind them of being in the womb and will help them to, again, re-experience some of the trauma that is holding them back. They'll be able, once they can bring that to their awareness, they'll be able to freely let it go. And once we give them the power to do that, we're also guiding them through their birth script to reevaluate what they were telling, what was holding them back. What were they telling themselves that was holding them back? What is their personal lie? What is their ego saying to them that is keeping them stuck in these cycles? They're going to gain clarity through their breath to see exactly what the ego has been saying to them to hold them in these patterns. And they're going to understand why they were stuck there. And they're going to be able to rewrite that script and integrate that through our process and meditation and breath work. And they're going to be able to come out feeling more self-love, feeling rejuvenated, stress-free. They're going to see their purpose in life. They're going to have clarity, and they're going to feel passion, and we're going to be connected. It is going to be a very sacred space for them to share and connect with other soul tribes, people in their soul tribe, and to meet each other and to really feel like they are in a space to finally free themselves from the program of the ego mind, basically. That's our understanding of where the water breath work is going to take us. What would you say, Paula?
Right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a divinely guided individual session after session, and for being able to, you know, bring people into a space of feeling safe enough to release those deep core discordant energies that are holding back from them the potential that's in there, you know, that maybe they already are aware of, you know, and maybe even tapped into, but not been able to move on, you know, or even moved on. But maybe now, because of, you know, the way the world is, that there's even more that they want to be able to participate in, and really being able to transmute some of that energy into really action steps, really being able to go home and it's loving themselves enough to do more than what they've been able to do before with their life. And, you know, we like to think of it sometimes as, you know, allow yourself to initiate yourself into, you know, a breathwork experience that takes you to another level.
Well, it's called Sacred Water Breathwork Retreat, and it's coming up real soon. How can people get a hold of you to find out when and where this amazing retreat, if I can call it that, is taking place?
They should email us. My email is jcfviolettflame@gmail.com, and Paula's email is globalunifiedbreathing@gmail.com. And we will send them the appropriate information. They can look up the retreat online. It has a website, jcfviolettflame/retreat. We are almost sold out. We have 6 twin beds left. There will probably be about 16 people there total, including Paula and I and our sound healing practitioner. We will be taking reservations all the way until September 23rd is the last day we will be taking reservations, but it is first come, first serve. So, again, we only have 6 beds left. So.
Okay, so very slowly. Say the website that they can find, our listeners can find more about your Sacred Water Breathwork Retreat. What's that website again?
jcfviolettflame/retreat, or go ahead and look us up on Facebook, JCF Violet Flame Enlightenment and Healing Center, and we have it posted there. Very easy access to the retreat. Or email us for direct information, jcfviolettflame@gmail.com or globalunifiedbreathing@gmail.com.
Okay, sounds like a wonderful weekend. I know people have a lot more questions. We're Paul's biting his nails as I am because we're hanging on by our chinny chin chin with the production of the show tonight. I've just sent an email off to the platform complaining to fix the problem as we're doing this show. So I apologize to everyone who's out there and for all those people who have, are in the list here that would like to ask you a question or so. I don't know, Paul, we're a little hesitant about pressing the buttons, but I know we have a couple of commercials. We have one that Jessica has here. Maybe we could play that for her and see where we hopefully will be back on the other side.
Okay. And then I would like to make a comment.
No, hang on, Doug. We'll be right back after this short commercial.
In these times of distress and uncertainty, you are not alone. Hi, I'm Jessica Cottrell. When you come see me for a deep trance meditation reading at the Violet Flame, you can ask questions on any topic, past, present, or future.
I came to see Jessica at Violet Flame Healing because I was in a position where I had recently lost my husband and I felt lost. It really helped me to look at how to get out of the grieving process and to move forward. And she's helped me work on my intuition and to believe in myself.
When people come in, you can tell that they're rattled and they're just looking for answers. They're emotional.
I got a lot of insight into Jessica connecting with my loved ones. They were there more so than I knew. She ignited a flame in me that, pardon the pun, but that I didn't know I had.
She has done remote viewing over buildings and been able to say exactly what it looks like, and she's never been at the buildings before.
Our mission is to provide sanctuary and a community of like-minded people where you can come, heal, and learn. We want you to contact us for a deep trance meditation reading so we can answer your questions and then provide you information on intuition development so you yourself can tap into this infinite power that we all have.
Did you know that Dr. Douglas Cottrell has several other weekly channels where you can participate? Check out his Sunday International Spiritual Healing Service on Zoom, plus a Wednesday night Zoom community gathering. And you might also enjoy the Wake Up podcast exploring human consciousness, awareness, and intuition with Dr. Douglas and co-host Les Hubert. Just go to douglasjamescottrell.com and message us on the contact page to add your name to the Zoom links of your choice.
Getting beaten up in life? Reading Conversations with the Akashic Field by Dr. Douglas James Cottrell coaches you through methods of battling fear and self-doubt to gain the spiritual strength you need for defense and stamina. Tapping into an ever-present source to help you win today. Visit DouglasJamesCottrellStore.com or Amazon today for Conversations with the Akashic Field.
We understand people may have strong opinions that are different than our own. So join us and call in with questions and comments as we attempt to explore the unlimited human consciousness.
Welcome back to the Global Village Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Tonight's two very special guests are Jessica Cottrell and Paula Rowe, co-creators of the Sacred Water Breathwork Retreat, helping everyone to uncover the secrets of the breath and teaching us how to harness its power to heal, grow, and connect with the true inner self. Jessica and Paula are discussing a transformative journey and using it to show us how to achieve a life full of possibilities, passion, and purpose. We're taking your phone calls tonight at area code 718-766-4421. Now, once again, here's your Global Village Radio Show host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell.
Welcome, everyone. For those people who are listening in the archive version of the show worldwide in their time zones tomorrow, we trust you're enjoying the show. We have a couple of remarkable women here with us today, and they are expressing, they're talking to us about this amazing Sacred Water Breathwork Retreat that's coming up next month. And again, the information is there for you to check them out on their Facebook page and their websites. And again, it's almost sold out, so first come, first serve. If you're interested in what every breath you take has a story to tell, welcome to partake of this particular workshop. And if you have trauma, if you have concerns, you have wisdom, difficulty, the wisdom of my cousin Jessica, as a trauma expert, she's quite intuitive as well, and her great friend, Paula, who has years of experience in this background, will be there to help you. You know, this idea of self-discovery and self-love and to find techniques and philosophies to enrich your life, this is what we're all about on a spiritual journey. And here's one more step you can take. Again, we're having some difficulties with the studio switchboard tonight. And we hope that by the good graces of the Almighty, this will be fixed up as they promised they would do this expeditiously. And so we're going to hold them to it. And again, we regret any inconvenience for the people coming in. We do have some people willing to ask questions, but just before the break, Doug was going to ask a question. So Doug, you want to jump in? I think your mic's open.
It wasn't a question, it was just a comment. I know people who've done rebirthing and it's benefited tremendously. And I'm 100% convinced of the power of breath because I've studied some of the ancient, millennium-old writings from the Far East, and they recognize the immense transformative power of breath. That's inherent in much of their teaching. So I can give a personal recommendation, not that I've taken your course, but I'm breathing and I know people who have done rebirthing and they have benefited tremendously. So it's an endorsement from my point of view.
You should join us.
At some point, but not for the next one, unfortunately. A little bit short notice.
We'll have a calendar out very soon.
So, you know, when people come and wonderful experiences like this. As Paula, you've created your personal revelation moment, I like to call that, is when people, quote-unquote, get it, that there really is this connection with the divine. I was wondering, you know, people who have physical ailments, would this be something, you mentioned about the surge of energy, is it possible people can speed up whatever difficulties they're having or go through an illness or a challenge with this? I'm not talking now just a trauma, but something, you know, that would be more physical. Is it possible that they would have recovery or speed up the recovery with this, I guess, specialized breathing or this surge of energy? I'm quite interested in how that would happen, that this energy, how it's created. You alluded to it. You've done an excellent job tonight explaining it, and I'm just trying to get my head around some of those steps that people would take. What do you think?
Well, you know, the body holds information and the intelligence to do anything. So, and with that power of the breath, when we don't get in the way and we allow that energy, power, force to do what it wants to do, and if the intention is to heal, then anything is possible. But, you know, we have a lot of what we would want to call sometimes programs running against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And first we have to kind of almost unravel some of these, get them out of the way, the denser ones, the ones that have been running the show, our lives, our how we look at life in general and who we are and where we place ourselves and our family and our money and our relationships and our jobs and all that. Sometimes some of these things got to get out of the way to go for the deeper level healing. But it is possible, I believe. You know, I mean, I've seen miraculous things over the years. And I know that it's the breath. It is the breath. When it's time and somebody has surrendered and believe in that power that runs within them, that animates their body, then I believe that's what has happened, you know? So it can be that simple.
Well, you've seen it. Yeah, you've been doing this since 1992. You were certified.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about how you got certified, and you know you've seen a lot. How has the field changed since you started out?
When I got certified, there were two types of breath work around, and rebirthing and holotropic, and that was it. Now there are over 120, and I think every day there's adding two more. I can't keep track of how many new ones pop up, but the core, always meant to be for those of us that are been around for a while, knowing what it really is all about and where it truly comes from, that it is not me. It is the power, the source. Where does our breath come from? What is the first thing we do and what is the last thing we do when we leave this, let go of the body? I mean, it's a sacred vessel within us that keeps us animated. So it really is something that, you know, some of these other types of breath work that are coming out now, I mean, you know, it can be also very dangerous, too, if people don't know what they're doing. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it does, and that's why I'm really grateful Jessica is a trauma therapist, because we deal with a lot of trauma, and she does also. People looking to finally stop doing what they've been doing to themselves in their lives and, you know, making big changes and really wanting to be free from these repetitive patterns. And they don't know. They don't know why they do what they do. And sometimes I say, it doesn't matter. Let's get the energy. Let's move the energy out of your body.
I know a lot of people are angry these days, just about anything and everything. I'm sure you must have people coming that are angry and they don't know why. Would that be something that is easy to overcome, or is that one of those dig deep into the psyche to find out where that anger is coming from?
Well, the amazing thing is, though, is that that breath will take you right to the source, causal of, and creation of it. I don't have to do anything. It will show them that. And if needed, they will find themselves at the precipice of where it all began.
That's amazing. People are looking, you know, they have things, they do things, or they have guilt. They feel like they can't be successful, or, you know, something happened back in the past, but they don't know where, they don't know how,
right.
To use that term, on the precipice of where that happened. And then there's it's done themselves, as I just heard you say, the breath takes them there, I guess, in a very benevolent and gentle way.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. No one is ever delivered to a moment with their breath that they weren't ready for, ever. That's what I'm always in awe over. When they come out of a session and they tell me, I saw my arm coming out of my mother's womb, and this is what I heard her say. And it was like, you know, and they're recounting these moments of, you know,
yeah,
where they felt these first feelings of, you know, unworthiness or deciphered. And a lot of times it's about, you know, where we decide our true, where we conclude our value in our worth. And sometimes,
well, that'd be fascinating.
It is. Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I feel really honored.
So how, you know, just popped in my head. So how many people do you've seen over the last couple of years since 1992 when you started out?
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I'm smiling.
I really, 10,000? Yeah.
Wow.
I couldn't tell you. I never thought about it. I don't know. Hundreds of thousands.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Can you give us an example of something that stands out to you that was, I know you've mentioned a few already situations, but is there any one of those particular favorite moments that stands out when somebody has been, you know, transformed?
Somebody has what? I'm sorry?
You with the breath, they've been transformed, they've been healed, they've been relieved. I'm trying not to say healed, but they've been transformed, or they've had that eureka moment that you had. And is there anything that stands out, you know, that impresses you about over the years that you've seen somebody have this amazing transformation?
I had a beautiful young woman who was a incest survivor from her father and her brother, and her mother was aware of it. Now, this was quite intense, and I needed to meditate to even ask if I was capable of even seeing this person, because it was hot and heavy right out the get-go. And I worked with her and breathed with her weekly for 2 years, and at one point, we decided or she decided that she was ready to experience water. And I thought it was kind of interesting. So I said, okay, well, at this point, she had maybe done 15 dry breath work. And I put her in my tub. And when she came out, she went into her full memory of being on the Titanic.
Wow.
And the story and her description of her clothes and the detail was overwhelming. And I lived on the ocean at the time, and I took her downstairs and we walked to the ocean. And she said to me, I'm gonna make it my goal that I'm gonna come and breathe in water, but I'm terrified standing right here. And even though we were like about, you know, a football field away from her, near the where the ocean was coming up by the beach. The shoreline. Thank you. So she was shaking, and I said, we're not even close to the water. And I said, and your whole body is just vibrating. She said, because the memory is so powerful right now. She said, but I think this has something to do with my father also. And so we continued to breathe. And I'm going to tell you, the day that I walked out into the ocean with her was such a remarkable experience. We both were crying. She laid on her stomach with a snorkel, and I held her in my arms, and she breathed like a newborn baby in the water. And, I mean, it was so incredible. And the reason that I'm telling you that particular story is that this woman went on to open up a breathing center in her city, wrote a book of her life story, and ended up being in a radio program. When I met her, she could barely look me in the eye because of her shame that she carried. She stands out in my life because she's still in my life, too. Yeah, that was a remarkable story.
Well, listening to you, that's remarkable. It's remarkable that this woman had such trauma from a previous experience that she wouldn't even put a football field away from the shoreline and go near it. That would have been gigantic for this woman to overcome. And with your able-bodied assistance, to go from, you know, she had the aha moment, you know, when that revelation moment, as you and I and everybody have when we come to that point of recognizing some huge difficulty or that there's this divine power, energy in us that relieves us or heals us. When she got to that point, she went opposite and overcame all of her personal situations and then went into the field of helping people. And what a success story is how she went from terrified, shaking. I can just visualize her shaking at the shoreline, and then, you know, you actually getting her to go in the water and then to have this awakening. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah. It really...
Mm-hmm. I think we have some open mics going on, Paul, by the way. We can hear people moving stuff around. Although it's supposed to be shut off, I think they're open. And also, we have a few more minutes in the show. We were going to go to 1:30. Would you ladies feel like taking on a color or two, provided the studio works properly? We can go to... We have some callers standing by. We are unable to see if they're just listening or they want to ask a question. And we know at least one person does. We have 8 or 10 people here in the call list. So if you'd like to take a call or two, we'll go to the call-ins and see if people have a question. What do you think, Paul? Roll the dice?
I think we've got Carol on the line in Chicago. We'll see if she's got a question. Carol?
Yes, I want to find out how much are the classes, and is it also called, what's the difference between what you do in hypnobirthing?
Are you asking about the retreat or individual sessions?
In both.
Okay, the 6 months that are left right now are $4.99, and that covers, it's all-inclusive the whole weekend in mid-Michigan, Friday to Sunday, all your meals, 4 breathwork sessions, and several meditations and ceremony. And that's coming up October 27th to the 29th. But if you want individual breathwork sessions, I'll let Paula right now tell you how much she charges, if you wanted to talk to her about that.
Hi, Carol.
Yes.
Yeah, honey, it'd probably be a good idea if you and I, if you contact me at my email and we can talk about that and see. I'm willing to work with you and see what works best for you. If you contact me at globalunifiedbreathing@gmail.com and send me a message, and I will contact you as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you.
And, you're welcome.
And another thing, too, have you all, both of you, ever thought about going into the prisons to do this kind of work? This one particular lady, she died, and she went in to teach the inmates meditation. And I can't think of the name of that group of what they call themselves, but she went in, she taught them meditation. She passed on now. She drowned. And taught them meditation, and they got clarity. They calmed down. They were able to answer a lot of their lifelong questions. And when she died, they stopped it in the prison.
I
don't know. That would be kind of scary.
Yeah, meditation.
Would you think that would be kind
a,
of scary for them?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, meditation would be a really good idea, but breath work, it'd be too intense. Yeah.
Okay. For example,
go ahead, Carl. Go ahead.
Can you give an example? Like, can you act like I was in one of your classes for about a minute or so? What would you say to me to get me to? So, is there a script that I would say in the beginning, or?
What do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean.
Okay. In other words, if I were in the class, first day of class, what are your instructions? Like, I was in the first day of class for the first 10 minutes.
An introduction into breath work alone is about an hour-long class.
Okay.
So that's where you get all the nuts and bolts and a exercise. A description, and we go through it and we breathe together, and I teach you about that, and we do it together. So you're not, you know, it's where I know that you're actually breathing the way you're supposed to be. And then I put you into, you know, that's how we do it in the groups. Is that what you're talking about, honey?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's how normally...
So it's much more intensified than meditation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're moving a lot more energy than meditating. This is building energy in the body itself, yeah.
So are you last question, are you necessarily breathing faster or not?
It depends on what's going on inside your body, actually. You're not hyperventilating. You're consciously connecting to your own breath, though. But you aren't breathing how you normally walk around breathing.
I was just trying to picture what you do and somebody sitting next to each other. Somebody meditating and somebody doing what you do. I was just trying to picture that.
Oh, but yeah. It's not, it's a different kind. It's not a meditative, but it can be. But, yeah, so reach out to me and we can discuss it more.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Thank you.
And thank you for being on the show. I'll stand by. We have a few more callers, and if you have another question, Paul will come back to you in a little bit. We have another 10 or 15 minutes left in the show. So thanks for being part of the show, Carol. Stand by, and we'll see how this works. Okay? Hey, Paul, there's a couple more callers here in the 626, the 773, if you'd like to roll the dice and see if the studio works. We can have luck out and get another caller here.
Well, we've got, as you mentioned, the 626 area code. Hello, you are on the air with us. Are you calling to talk to our guests, or are you just listening? In the 626 area code?
Just listening.
You're on the air.
She's just listening. And how about the 773 with the 521 exchange? Are you calling to talk to our guests and Dr. Douglas?
No, you have me again, I think.
Well, we certainly do, Carol. Well, you know, second times can always be a charm, but thank you. And the 773-750 exchange, you're on the air. Are you calling to ask a question?
No, just listening.
Thank you. Well, unfortunately, Doug and Douglas,
yeah,
we've got people who are listening. We've got one more 773 in the 521 exchange. Are you calling to discuss something with our guests? Hello there. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, Paul.
Yeah, I think that was Carol again. There we go. Now we got somebody from the 586. There we go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hello, 586 area code. You've got a question for our guest tonight?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Hello, 586 area code.
Hi.
Turn the computer.
Yes, can you turn the volume down on your radio or your computer?
I just did.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. This is a question for Paula about breath work and her ability to be able to direct a person's inner journey. Does the breath really take you into your own inner journey and to heal, or do you direct it a little bit as well by giving promptings or encouragement in a certain direction, or does everybody just do it on their own, you know, by God's grace and our ability to heal ourselves?
Well, thanks for that question. I think it depends on the energy that's building, because there's been many times when I can see that the energy is stuck. And I know that if I help you move the energy, it moves. That if the energy needs to dissipate quicker, because it's building up and you're not able to take that deeper, longer breath, that I can help you with that. But sometimes I pull back and I wait to see what's going to happen, because, of course, it's always best if you can get there. But a lot of times I have been able, I do. So there is no one answer.
for that. It is kind of depends on the client and the energy that is happening and, you know, before they start breathing, what the conversation was about, what they were kind of asking for, or, you know, a lot of times before people go into a session, I'll specific that maybe you were thinking of releasing or that you were wanting to ask source to have your body let go of today. And they might say one thing, but I always know that it's many layers deeper than what comes out of their mouth. So, and sometimes watching from a distance, being across the room, I can see things, which that started to happen after years of breathing people. I started seeing things that, you know, there are times when I feel like I'm being called to step in. So I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it did. But so I'm interested in coming to your retreat, but I would go to Global Unified Breathing on Facebook.
Yes, you can find that ad on Facebook. Or you can go to my website, Global Unified Breathing. I'm sorry, send me an email and I can send you the link. Or you can go to what's the link?
JCF Violet Flame Forward Retreat.
JCF Violet Flame /retreat.
Retreats with an F.
But I don't understand the first couple of letters that you're saying before Violet Flame.
J-C-F.
J-C-F?
F, like Frank.
J-C-F, like Frank, okay.
Correct, yes. Thank you for asking and clarifying.
Okay, well, we can define them. They could do a search for you. They can find you on Facebook. They can follow the email addresses that you've given. For being on the show tonight. Before we leave, do you have one last question to ask Jessica or Paula? No? Okay. Listen, thanks for being on the show. We just have a few minutes left. I want to, thank everybody here tonight that's been patient with us. We have had these clips occasionally on the Blog Talk platform, but I think maybe they're being hacked or something like that. They've assured us that they were going to fix the problem here in the last couple of weeks, and here we are right off the top of the show having difficulties. However, it did not deter us. We have two amazing ladies here who have been able to tell us about their amazing work and this retreat coming up, Secret Water Breathwork Retreat. You know, Jessica, I wouldn't think that, you know, there would be so much in breathing. And I'm sure you must have people come across and say, like, what's this all about? You know, come on, it's just breathing. It's amazing the depth, especially with Paula's extensive experience and expertise. You know, as a trauma therapist, your intuition, and you have an extremely successful business in Detroit. When people come at you like that, and you can see that in their eye that they're looking for help, I'm kind of wondering how you answer those questions, like, you know, what can you do for me? I've got this big problem. This lady who suffered from the Titanic thing, that's an amazing story. Do you have any personal favorites yourself? I know you've seen a lot of people as well.
Well, yes, but I'm already in – when people come to the Violet Flame, normally they're seeking professional assistance or counseling, and during that trauma therapy, I am teaching them skills. So whether it's meditation – and then we go into breath work or qigong and movement or yoga or,
wow.
You know, or it might be sound healing. I'm teaching them skills on how to heal their own trauma, but I teach a variety of skills. And when it comes to the breath, normally they have, like Paula was saying, the breath brings an intelligence with it. So I do teach people about prana and chi and life force energy and what the breath is in different cultures and how it can heal you as you move the energy with your breath. And so I teach different types of breath work. And the client will have their own profound experiences because the breath itself is intelligent, and so they will have their catharsis and clarity on what their trauma is doing to them and how they can take responsibility and move forward. And I let the client lead in my therapy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have all these offerings to teach people skills. This sacred water breathwork retreat certainly would be a crowning jewel kind of thing. When I was listening to Paula when you were talking earlier and how this expands the whole time from the first moment of life when you're being born to going through past that threshold and looking back into previous experiences where trauma seems to be coming more and more, in my opinion anyway, it's coming to the surface. People are aware of it. That's quite a gamut of looking for trauma, but it's the person themselves, I gather from what you were saying, that actually, you know, their innate self, that virtue inside of them, that kind of goes to where that one problem is. And I'm thinking it can't be multiple traumas. It must be the one that's up next, so to speak, that people are resolved and gets them back on track. But that's quite a range of consciousness, you know, from your first breath to going to previous times to where you are today. You know, it's kind of like you must sit there and be amazed when people come up with things or they volunteer things or these things bubble up. It's kind of like it must be surprising too to see this amazing array of circumstances in life. When you say somebody can remember coming out of the womb to somebody remembering being on a Titanic, wow.
Yeah, it's actually pretty exciting to see people finally see how everything's connected, past, present, future. It blows, you know, it makes an opening for them, creates a path. And once people can connect the dots, they can see that they have the ability to move forward. They don't have to keep replaying the program.
Right. So this trauma, once it comes up, it's resolved, right? When it comes up, it's resolved. There's no lingering going back. It's
done. Their awareness, they're able to breathe through it. Yes, they can definitely heal it and move forward. Yes. So, it hits people differently. Some people are stuck in a karmic cycle based on past life events. So they have to work through that lesson. And some people have been traumatized in this life and have to learn what that was about for them, you know, so they have to work through that in this life. So it's not everybody is going to have a past life experience. And in fact, my third time breathing, my first two times breathing, I was very resistant. So I had nothing but tightness in my body, but the third time I breathed, I went right into my mother's womb, and I could experience, she had multiple sclerosis, and I experienced how her trauma was affecting her. So it wasn't even my trauma, it was her trauma, and I could hear in my head what she was saying and what she was thinking and feeling, and it was all being imprinted in me, in her womb, and I could see how I carried that forth in my life, and I made her trauma my trauma. So that has nothing even really to do with a past life. That had to do with my mother and how and what was affecting her. So it's different for everybody.
Well, absolutely fascinating. You know, I just am listening and also realizing what's going on tonight. You know, I did a little Google check here, and Mercury's retrograde from 23rd of August to the 15th of September. There we go, folks. retrograde is bad news for communication centers, so we'll blame it on Mercury going retrograde. Looks like we might have another caller here or so. Do you want to try, Paul, and see if they have a question for our amazing guest tonight?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello,
hi,
Mr. Capel. Hi.
Yeah, do you have a question for Jessica or Paula?
Well, actually, I just came on. I was calling to ask. I didn't know you had special guests on this evening.
Yeah, they're talking about their amazing breathing retreat that they have coming up here. It's called the Sacred Water Breathwork Retreat. This is breathing work to relieve trauma. So sorry you didn't listen to the show, but by chance, would you have a question you'd like to ask what rebirthing and breathing is all about?
Well, I was going to ask you about my cat because she still isn't feeling well, and I was hoping you could do a body scan on her. And
Well, I'm not doing little intuitive things tonight. We're just about at the end of the show, so if you want to try next week, we can try that, okay? Sorry, we're just about at the end of the show.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, though, and well, we appreciate that. So, ladies, we've come to an hour and a half of the show, and good old Mercury, our friendly enemy, I don't know what to call it. It's just one of those things that, you know, we just do. It says to just do what you do best and plan for the cheerful mishaps, to overcome the cheerful mishaps instead. So now that is somewhat poetic. I'll ask Doug if he has the last question, and Paul if they have a question as well. Doug, you have a question for our lovely guest tonight?
Again, I have a comment that may engender comments from them. We all breathe, and it's so unfortunate, it's tragic, that most adults don't know how to breathe, and they carry this trauma around them, which just gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so, is there any... I would think it would be a good idea, and I'm interested in your comments, that you could perhaps teach children how to breathe so that the traumas they experience don't get worse.
Good question. Have any children come to these events and has ever had any revelations?
Well, the children are teaching their parents how to breathe.
Uh-huh. Touché. I find some children are amazing. They can remember things. There's children now that are so mature and so polite.
Oh.
And Doug's reference to children, not to get into it too deeply, but have you had situations where children, you know, have been able to do something astounding?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. There's babies that were... You know, the bottom line is we're all seeking more love, which is what we were intended to be born in and of, and the memory of that is still in there. For some of us, it might only be a small flicker, but it is still there. So just think, if we can learn to properly breathe fully and freely, and let our breath remove all that hardened, discordant energy that has embedded itself around the cellular structure, that love can come through more and more, that freedom that we would start to feel. I mean, there are children being born now who come in with this energy. You can see it in their eyes. So some of my clients bring their children to me. They already look at me and they say, "Don't worry, miss, I know how to breathe." And I see, and the reason they come is because their parents say, well, they don't fit in. I said, they're not meant to fit in the system that they're in now. They're meant to teach us the new system. So we talk mm-hmm. about what they see coming and what they want, how they see what's happening. And what they're far beyond where, you know, when I think about what I was like at 12 and 13 or, you know, 7 and 8-year-olds, it's like they've already got the vision inside them, you know, and their parents are trying, some of their parents are trying really hard not to let that be squashed out of them, let that life and that love for life not to get squashed out. You know, and fear being embedded in them, being afraid to do things if they don't, you know, adhere to. And you know, they're trying to find a way to let their children know that they are free, sovereign beings. But, you know, it's not easy when the parents are, you know, also, you know, not certain about their own freedom. So, you know, I mean, they have a lot to teach us.
Well, there you go. Good question. That's really a question for the guest tonight.
Yeah, they're going to tell us go with the flow.
I think we're going to have to do some deep breathing here myself. One more time, how can people get a hold of you to take water breathwork retreat?
Why don't they email us at jcfvioletflame@gmail.com, go to at jcfvioletflame enlightenment and healing center. The retreat is posted there, or jcfvioletflame.com/retreat. Or email Paula directly for breathwork sessions or about the retreat at globalunifiedbreathing@gmail.com. She also has a website, Global Unified Breathing.
Okay, you've been here first, my friends. The ladies are Paula Rowe and Jessica Cottrell, and they've been here talking about sacred breath, a journey within. I'm your host, Douglas James Cottrell. My good friend and co-host is Doug Bentley. The show was produced by Paula Hughes tonight, and we welcome you to see us right here next time. I'm not sure, Jessica, but I believe we have a safe copy of the show that we're going to play on our Global Village Zoom program. I think we have a co-producer who is doing this, recording the show. We'll edit out the early part of it, of course, and we'll get another encore play of that. I'm not sure about that, but I think that's going to happen. So with that, I'll say to all our friends listening around the world in their various countries, in their own time zones, who listen to this show in the upcoming days, thank you for your listening to the show and your emails and your information coming in. There's more information on my website, douglasjamescottrell.com, internationalschooloftheprophets.com. And with that, I'll say good night. Good night, Doug. Good night, Paul. Good night, Jessica. Good night, Paula. God bless each and every one. Wishing you health, wealth, and peace of mind. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindProbe Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell & Associates, Incorporated. Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without expressed written permission.